Hi, my name is Joy Chen, and I'm going to read the article Tutors Are Not Shortcuts to Success, written by Aaron Singla and published in the opinion section of the March 2025 issue of The Tower. Having a tutor does not guarantee success. This is a mistake too many students make. The assumption goes like this. If you're struggling in a class, hiring a tutor will fix everything. A tutor will reteach the material, clarify confusion, and help you complete assignments. If you sit through lessons, understanding will come eventually. But that is not how learning works. Students rely on their tutors as a safety net, thinking they can check out during class because they will just relearn it later, are setting up themselves for failure. A tutor is not a replacement for active engagement. They are not an alternate to thinking for yourself. PHS students know this pattern too well. You can walk into the Idea Center on any given afternoon and see tutoring sessions happening at nearly every table. Some students are asking questions, engaging in discussion, and working through the problems themselves. Others, they sit back, listen passively, and nod as if absorption was automatic. Then they go home, take the test a few days later, and are surprised when their grade does not reflect all those hours within their tutor. The reality is that success depends on active learning. This means asking questions in the moment, staying engaged with the material, and making effort before seeking outside help. It means attempting the homework before you assuming you need a tutor to walk you through it. Tutors are not a shortcut. They should be a supplement, a way to refine understanding, clarify difficult concepts, and receive guidance on problem areas. The students who receive real results from tutoring are the ones who are already engaged in class, who struggle first before seeking help, and who come to their tutor with specific questions instead of waiting to be spoon-fed the material. PHS offers plenty of resources for students, teachers who hold office hours, peer tutoring programs, and the Idea Center. However, none of it matters if students refuse to take the initiative themselves. The bottom line, if you're zoning out in class, thinking your tutor will handle later, you're wasting time. Yours, your tutors, and your teachers. The real work happens in the classroom. Tutors can help, but only if you're willing to help yourself first.